Volusia turns to AI for help with non-emergency calls. You're listening to The Wrap from Central Florida Public Media. I'm Brendan Byrne. If you call the Volusia County Sheriff's Office non-emergency line, you could hear a new voice answering your call.
My name is Ava. How can I help you today?
Launched earlier this month, the AI tech will help reduce the non-emergency call workload faced by dispatchers, allow them to focus on the most urgent calls. And when it comes to human dispatchers, Ava can help with a staffing shortage.
As hard as it is to recruit and retain deputy sheriffs, it's even harder to recruit and retain communications officers.
A conversation with Volusia County Sheriff Mike Chitwood on Ava and AI. That's ahead on The Wrap. The big stories this week from Central Florida Public Media. But first, these news headlines. Governor Ron DeSantis is challenging the 2020 census results, saying Florida was shortchanged under the Biden administration. He's pushing for a rare mid-decade census that could change congressional seats before the 2026 midterms. DeSantis says he and the Trump administration want to see Florida gain at least one more U.S. House seat.
And if we get that, that's not only an extra seat in the House of Representatives, we have 28 now, that would also mean an additional vote in the Electoral College when it comes to presidential election.
DeSantis says gaining a seat would trigger a redraw of Florida's congressional map. Florida Attorney General James Uffmeyer cites rapid population growth and what he considers flawed data carried over from the Biden era.
Florida citizens deserve the adequate representation in Congress. They deserve the adequate representation in the Electoral College.
The move faces legal hurdles as the census is conducted once a decade. Overnight Wednesday, Orlando officials say the Florida Department of Transportation painted over the rainbow-colored crosswalks leading to the former Pulse nightclub, an LGBTQ plus venue where 49 people were gunned down in 2016. The action, which came as a surprise, offended people affected by the tragedy and outraged Orlando leaders. Democratic State Senator Carlos Guillermo Smith believes FDOT did it at night in secret because they knew, quote, what they did was wrong, end quote, and feared the resistance.
This is a hostile political act against our city. It was a betrayal of the families and the survivors of this horrific tragedy. This crosswalk was built here to honor 49 people who were murdered.
Republican Governor Ron DeSantis reacted on X to comments from the senator. DeSantis says, quote, we will not allow our state roads to be commandeered for political purposes. A temporary pause on new development changes in the city of Edgewater is here to stay for now. City council members were considering repealing two separate development moratoriums in light of a new state law that restricts local government's planning powers. Central Florida Public Media's environment reporter Molly Durig has more.
Edgewater council members voted 3-2 Monday not to repeal the two ordinances temporarily pausing certain new development changes in the city. The vote went against the advice of the city attorney, who recommended repealing the ordinances. The concern is both ordinances pausing development in Edgewater could violate a new state law. The law blocks local governments from making any planning or land use changes that are, quote, more restrictive or burdensome, end quote, than the county or municipality's current status quo. Florida Shores resident Kimberly Penny says she's lost everything to flooding twice. She puts some of the blame on rampant development and poorly planned infrastructure.
We need a moratorium to figure out what's going on with the infrastructure, fix the infrastructure, and start building properly, because that's not what we've been doing.
Penny is one of roughly 40 people who came to Monday night's special meeting. Meanwhile, the city attorney says building industry members are already warning Edgewater the moratorium state law. Molly Durig, Central Florida Public Media.
These stories and more on our website. Visit cfpublic.org. NASA wants to put a nuclear reactor on the moon.
This is so exciting. It's not scary at all. This is not a weapon. We're not talking about nuclear war in space. We are talking about energy.
Why nuclear power on the lunar surface is a good thing, and why NASA says it's necessary as humans explore the moon and Mars. That's this week on our space exploration podcast, Are We There Yet? Get it wherever you get this podcast. If you call Volusia County's non-emergency line, you might hear this voice.
My name is Ava. How can I help you today?
Ava is an artificial intelligence agent aimed at alleviating the workload of Volusia's communications officers, picking up non-emergency calls.
I need to report a noise complaint.
Is the noise happening right now?
Yes.
What is the address where the noise is occurring?
It's going to be 18 Hibiscus Drive.
What city is that in?
AVA will allow human dispatchers to focus on more urgent emergency calls. Volusia County Sheriff Mike Chitwood spoke with Sharon Stone, the host of Engage on Central Florida Public Media, about the new tech. Chitwood starts the conversation talking about the need for AI.
As hard as it is to recruit and retain deputy sheriffs, it's even harder to recruit and retain communications officers. It is just so hard. We are constantly fighting. It's like a Sisyphean feat. We keep rolling that rock up to the top of the hill. And when I get close to full staffing, the rock comes down and runs us all over. And we're back down again, sure, 20, 30 employees. So the hope with AI is it'll relieve the folks that are taking those calls and dispatching those calls that are non-priority calls and move those folks over to plug the gap in 911 for police, fire, and EMS. So far, AVA is running at like a 94% success rate. And the response from AI is within seconds. It can discern, is this a 911 call that somebody called the non-emergency number and they're making the report, and AI recognizes that, wait a minute, this should be a 911 call, and will interrupt and say, this is a call that I need to transfer you to a 911 operator. This is going to clearly need a quicker response. And AVA does that. I've listened to it where the person called in and not a non-emergency number, and it was somebody who was in a car accident, I think, bleeding from the head and unconscious, and they called the non-emergency number. Well, that's a call where you're going to need an emergency response from EMS and fire immediately. And AI was able to transfer that call immediately to 911.
You mentioned AVA has a 94% success rate. I'm curious, how do you define success in this?
Success is that it gets everything correct. Hey, this is Mike Chitwood, and I'm calling from 3901 Tiger Bay Road, and I want to. And it's actually putting into words so that you could read it in real time what that person is saying. So in 94% of the calls that are coming in, AVA is giving the correct response, which is almost the same as a human response. The longer the system runs and the more it gets acclimated to what it's there for, we think in a month or two, it's going to be running at like a 99.9% success rate, which is better than a human dispatcher.
So there's this live dashboard monitoring the calls. How does that work?
There are supervisors that are monitoring what's coming in. So they're not only listening to the call that AI is handling, they're seeing how it's being translated, and they're making sure that AI, they're kind of supervising or being an extra level of eyes, quality control, I would put it, when it comes to AI, to make sure it's not just we turn and walk away from it. They're there watching on the dashboard exactly what AI is doing.
So, Sheriff, some people are going to be skeptical hearing that AI is answering their call to law enforcement. What do you say to those people who are concerned either about accuracy or maybe even empathy?
I would say that on the non-emergency line, where I want empathy and where I want really is the 911 call. When you call 911, most people never in their life call 911 unless it's an absolutely desperate situation. And that's where you need the live component with empathy, with everything that's going on there. AI is not going to instruct you on how to give CPR onto your infant who's choking or to your husband who just grabbed his chest and fell to the floor and needs to be given mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. That's not going to happen. But when you call about a parked car, illegally parked car, a barking dog, loud music, those calls that come in and they actually take away from the 911 aspect. They actually slow the response time down because they just don't have all the employees to fully staff everything. And that's what AI is there for. It's those low-level calls where nobody's life is in danger. There's no weapons involved. AI can even discern by your tone of your voice whether or not this is more urgent than what the call purports to be.
Where did you get this idea?
We have been looking at this for probably a year. And when you look at all the other technology that we've implemented over the last several years, live 911, where the deputies actually hear the call in the car before it ever gets dispatched. If they're in an area where, like, we just had a carjacking, it was labeled as a carjacking, a kidnapping in De Leon Springs, and the deputies heard that call live. The response time is unbelievable because you don't have to wait for it to go in. Call taker punches it into the computer and then dispatches it. You hear exactly what the call taker is saying in real time. So that is something that we were proud of with that technology. We also have it where you could be video something live and stream it right into the communication center, and the dispatchers can watch it live and in some cases put it right out to the responding deputies as to what is going on. I mean, we had this happen on I-4 last year. I'm coming east on I-4, and there's a drunk driver all over the roadway. People whipped out their cell phones and were filming it, and I was able to get on my iPad. I was like maybe 3 miles behind, and I was able to throw my lights on and get up there and make the car stop in the arrest because I was watching live what the motorists were doing. They actually did a really good job. They were slowing traffic down on all three lanes to give the drunk driver plenty of room as he was going into the shoulders and doing loop-de-loops on I-4, and I was able to catch up there and make the stop and make the arrest. So there's a lot of technology out there, and our job is to make sure we vet it and use it to the best of its abilities. It's the same thing with AI. It's here. How do we best use that as a force multiplier and still make sure that we're not only doing our job to protect the community, but maybe up that protection a notch.
That was Volusia County Sheriff Mike Chitwood speaking with Sharon Stone, the host of Engage, here on Central Florida Public Media. That's it for the wrap this week. This podcast is produced by Central Florida Public Media with assistance from News Director LaToya Dennis and Digital Director Ryan Ellison. I'm Brendan Byrne. This is The Wrap.